here's a story from The World.
Some potentially good news in an otherwise brutal conflict in East Africa. The government of Ethiopia announced a unilateral ceasefire in its battle with rebel forces in the northern region of Tigray. The announcement coincided as rebel forces were seizing back control of the regional capital there. Tigray has been torn apart by 8 months of fighting, including evidence of massacres and execution sites. 2 million people have been displaced and hundreds of thousands of people are starving. But yesterday's rapid military offensive and the announcement of a ceasefire could be a possible turning point. The World's Halima Gikandi reports.
Back in November, Ethiopia's federal troops under Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed secured Tigray's capital of Mekele in a major offensive. Federal soldiers soon occupied homes, and an interim government was instated. But on Monday, everything changed. Tigrayans danced and cheered in the streets of Mekele, celebrating the reported arrival of the Tigray Defense Forces, which for months has been battling the Ethiopian federal government in the region. Leah Kasa is a spokesperson for the regional Tigray government that was disbanded when the conflict broke out. In local media, she congratulated the Tigray People's Liberation Front, or TPLF, for retaking the capital Mekele and reinstating the previous local government. Dr. Abraham Valet heads Tigray's interim provisional government. On Monday, he requested a ceasefire for humanitarian reasons. On state media, he said a ceasefire was necessary to allow farmers in Tigray to cultivate the land during the current planting season. For weeks, the United Nations has been warning of famine in areas impacted by the conflict and unreached by aid. Belay says a ceasefire would enable increased humanitarian aid and allow displaced people to rebuild their lives. He also claimed that most of the destructive TPLF leaders had been captured and that the ceasefire could provide an opportunity to resolve the conflict. The situation on the ground, however, remains unclear and communications are down across Tigray. In a recent statement, the TPLF said they would continue fighting their enemies. They didn't say whether or not they would accept the ceasefire announced by the federal government. Support for the TPLF remains high in and out of the country. On Sunday, hundreds of Tigrayans living in neighboring Sudan came together for a TPLF-sponsored fundraising event for refugees. Tigrayans young and old waved their yellow and red flags and wore T-shirts supporting the Tigray Defense Forces. Solomon Gebremetin is a TPLF leader in Khartoum. He said the Tigray forces are making gains and taking back areas in the region. Their resolve has only increased after seeing the atrocities committed by Ethiopian federal troops and Eritrean soldiers. But all parties, including Tigray forces, have been accused of human rights violations. And Ethiopians of all backgrounds have been victims of the conflict. Father Kasai Alam is a leader at the Orthodox Christian Medhani Alem Church in Khartoum. As a religious leader, he says he blames Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed for the killings and violence across Tigray. He said religious buildings in his hometown of Aksum have also been destroyed by troops. Father Alam says he hasn't heard from his wife and children since the conflict began 6 months ago. He doesn't know if they're dead or alive. The United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres spoke with Ethiopia's prime minister. Guterres said he hoped that hostilities would end in Tigray so that humanitarian aid could reach those in need and a political solution could be found. For The World, I'm Halima Gikandi in Nairobi, Kenya.